Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave here on the No Static Attic. Oh no, it's like the unofficial end of summer. Yes, happy Labor Day weekend. As we bring you the hits, well, those cool hits anyway, and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Time for the Relics and Rarities show. Crazy instrumentals, that's for sure, on the Cleopatra record label out of Oceanport, New Jersey. Well, it might have been Haslett, New Jersey. It was in that area, though. A group called The Centuries, led by Tommy Falcone, and a tune called Fourth Dimension. And speaking of Cleopatra Records, yes, they're, a lot of their old catalog has just been re-released.
Sally is a girl.
She's gonna put you down.
First heard that song on Dick Clark's American Bandstand on Raider Record in October of 1967. The song released actually in August of 1967. They were a recording artist out of Oceanport, New Jersey, the Hallmarks, recording for Tommy Falcone's Cleopatra record label. And, of course, a lot of the Cleopatra music, which had been lost in a vault for quite some time because of the, Tommy Falcone had passed away of a heart attack suddenly at age 39, and a lot of that music just got locked away. And Numero Records out of Chicago found where those recordings were, and they got a hold of them, and they've released like a Cleopatra discography available as an LP, just released just recently. And, of course, a lot of the songs on that Cleopatra discography include the great sound of the Hallmarks out of Oceanport, New Jersey. And, of course, that song eventually got picked up by Smash Records. Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally, the great sound of the Hallmarks. Look for them on your online record store, your local record store, because that Cleopatra discography and, of course, a lot of the Hallmarks, which you can download a lot of their songs. But what a cool record that is. Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally. Day of the Rave on my Relics and Rarities show. Yes, I'm giving you some kicks.
Well, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl.
Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
The great sound of Paul Revere and the Raiders. Kicks, an anti-drug song. And you get your kicks right here on this Labor Day weekend with yours truly, Dave the Rave.
But you're
sounding so much like Bob Seger, right? It's a group called the Impact Express on the Lavender record label. A tune called You Get Your Kicks. A tune originally done by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Yes, of course, we always get our kicks on these big three-day holiday weekends, right? Yes, Gary U.S. Bonds. Late 1964, and that was a B-side. Yes, B-side of Gary U.S. Bonds' hit record of Dear Lady Twist, and that's my song for sure. I don't want to go home, I don't want to go home, because I'm having so much fun. I want to stay here all day long. Do you mind if I play records until the wee hours of the morning? I could do that, that's for sure. Dear Lady Twist. Yes, flip that record over. You have that cool side there by Gary U.S. Bonds called Having So Much Fun. I am. I always have so much fun on the Relics and Rarities show. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Makes me want to pat my feet. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. I get a kick out of here, even if I don't know what the band is playing. We've got to admit that the beat is the thing today. Yes, we've got to admit that the beat is the thing today. Well, baby, that crazy beat is here to stay. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. They almost look the dealers when they holler, blow, man, blow. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now. a little something about it that makes me want to bet my feet.
Billy Ray with a Sure Shot record. Where do I get these crazy records from, right? What a love that song, though. That is actually, it's called Crazy Beat. It's on the clown record label, Dr. Horse, they used to call that guy. Al Pittman, along with his musical jockeys. Yes, write it down. Go out and buy that record. Crazy Beat, Al Pittman.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Down the track, the name of the place is I like it like that. You take Sally, I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Oh, come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I like it like that. Last time I was down there, they lost my shoes. They had some cat shot in the blues. The people were yelling and shouting for more. And all they kept saying was, come and go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Let me show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the places I like it like that. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Dave Clark 5, yes, I like it like that.
The name of the places, I like it like.
Now, Tony Sorrentino from Keyport, New Jersey, he said, Dave the Brave, I like it like that, and I'll especially like it if you play this cool record, which I haven't heard in a long, long time, and only Dave the Rave probably has this particular record. So for Tony Sorrentino, he wanted to hear Don't Take Away Your Love.
Take away.
Group known as the London Chimes from June of 1965 on the Philips record label. Don't Take Away Your Love. Tony Sorrentino. I think I got him on the phone line, but we got to take a little break over here. So we'll find out what Tony Sorrentino is calling me about in just a moment.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Yeah, well, Tony Sorrentino from Keyport, New Jersey said, Dave the Rave, you played the wrong version of Don't Take Away Your Love, which I played the London Chimes version from 1965 on the Philips record label. Tony, I was just messing with you. I know what you really wanted to hear. I just thought I would play that so you could, you know, start screaming at your radio saying that's not the version. He wanted to hear the version, the earlier version, which I think is probably even the better version. Even though I like that London Chimes version, I have to admit, I'm in love with the earlier version that came out in 1962. April of 62, got airplay on WIBG in Philadelphia, but a great version of this song done by Johnny Nash. And that's actually the version that Tony Sorrentino wanted to hear. So thank you so much for this great, great request, Tony.
Take away the autumn leaves. Take away the summer breeze. But don't take away, don't take away your love. Take away the moonlit sky. Take the sunshine from my eyes, but don't take away your love. Let me touch your lips, I know the thrill of all your charms. Then I'll hold the world, the very world. Of spring, take away my everything, but don't take away your love. No, 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 don't take away your love. Don't take away your love. No, 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 darling. Don't take away your love. Oh, just let me touch your lips. I know. Don't take away your love.
Don't Stone Smash. Can't turn that record loose. I love it. What a great, great request. Johnny Nash, Warner Brother 45. Don't take away your love. A Wibbage survey song.
Baby, it's been hard for me since you've been gone. But you left me with the strength to carry on. Though it hurts so much, I've accepted the fact we're through. 'Cause the greatest gift in life I got from you. Stayed out till dawn.
Philadelphia, the Dream Lovers. And I hope this summer gave you somebody to love. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Dream Lovers, you gave me somebody to love. Peaking at number 121 in May of 65 on the Billboard Top 100 charts. But in Philadelphia, trust me, that was a big, big record. They loved it in Philly. They loved it in Pittsburgh. A regional hit for sure. Dream Lovers on a Warner Brother record label. You gave me somebody to love. Well, I gave you a mystery oldie record last week. Yes, I wonder if anybody figured out who's doing my mystery record from last week. Yes, this was the record. And the question was, who was singing it?
I see you again, baby, you come running across my mind. Every once or twice, feels kinda nice, baby, you come running across my mind. Baby, you come running across my mind. Every other day, since you've been away, I think I'm free, you sneak up on me, baby, you come rolling across my mind, baby, you come rolling across my mind. In the windows of the store, in the darkened pawn shop doors, in the pounding summer rain, you come back to me again.
The artist who was doing that record, did that come rolling across your mind? Because that was last week's Mystery Oldie 45 from early summer of 1968. It did peak on the Billboard Top 100 charts at number 59, so it definitely got a lot of regional airplay. And yes, you remember that particular group. Oh, you didn't? All right, let me tell you who did the record. On the Acta record label, Peppermint Trolley Company. That was the answer. The Peppermint Trolley Company. Congratulations. Gary Mason establishing himself as a real contender for those mystery oldies. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kevin Buxton doing real well. Yes, another contender. Kevin Buxton from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. The King down in South Beach, Florida. Santi, our Kings here in Central New Jersey. Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey, and down there in Mooresville, North Carolina. Yes, all by herself this time, Debbie Wanner. Congratulations to you, another Mystery Oldie winner. And, of course, once again, the Peppermint Trolley Company, a Jesse Kincaid song. Of course, he recorded the original version of that on Capitol Records. But that was the Peppermint Trolley Company. Once again, Baby, You Come Rolling Across My Mind. And a new Mystery Oldie coming up for you just a little bit. So jot down my phone number. Even if you got a special request, you can call me up. 609-948-4487 at 609-948-4487. Or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, that email address, dave@davetherave.com. On the mind of Flo and Flo and Kay Lyman, almost forgot, from Isla, New Jersey. They wanted to hear this cruel record by Gene Pitney. So by special request,
dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Only one day old. that is when I saw her. As I pulled in outside of the small motel, she was there. And so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never.
Late 1963, top 20 hit for Gene Pitney, 24 hours from Tulsa, but right on time for Dave the Rave, my Relics of Rarity show here in the No Static Attic.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave. The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Music power.
Funky. Number 89 with a bullet this very week in 1966.
Chosen few did what you told me to. All you ever did was lie. I can't satisfy.
listening to Dancing Around the No Static Attic. Yes, this week in the summer of 1966, it debuted on the Billboard charts at number 89, The Impressions. ABC record, The Impressions, and Tune Called Can't Satisfy. How about we do another one? By, let's make it a mystery oldie, actually. Let's do this. Let's call it a mystery oldie, this next record. Okay, you get one guess only from the tricky Dave the Rave, your record geek on the radio on this Labor Day weekend. Who is doing this next record? Call me up at 609-948-4487. Once again, that phone number, 609-948-4487. If you end up in the overflow, do leave your name, phone number, and your guess, and I will call you back. Right or wrong, I'll call you back. You could also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only. We play for fun. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everybody. The Mystery Oldie Game. Is that too easy? I don't know. You behave yourself, Dennis Romanek. That's my Mystery Oldie 45. One guess only. Call me up once again right now, taking your phone call, 609-948-4487, 609-948-HITS. And, of course, my email address, dave@davetherave.com. And, of course, I'll be taking calls after the show as well. Who did that last record? And on this Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer, I always thought that this was like the perfect song to play.
Thank you for giving me the most wonderful summer of my life. It was so heavenly. You meant the world to me. And I want to thank you for giving me the most.
Hope some of the music that I play here on the Relics of Rarity show and on this radio station has given all of you a wonderful summer. Hope you had a wonderful summer. Robin Ward from 1963. And oddly enough, you think that song would have been a hit on the charts like in, you know, July, August of 63. It actually didn't debut on the Billboard Top 100 charts until November of 63. But a definite summer song, that's for sure. Wonderful summer, Robin Ward.
Dave the Rave, spinning the records you crave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,000 plus 45s here in the Relics of Rarities Vault, and out of Bound Brook, New Jersey, this is my discovery of the week. What a great record this is. Frankie Cherval.
It only takes a little girl to make a big man cry. She only has to take his part, break his heart, telling him to cry. To make a big man cry is easy to do. To make a big man cry, just tell him you're through. And then watch him. It's got the power to sink him. Take it up with no reason why. He'll just wanna die.
Been a lot of girls telling me we're through, and yes, I admit it, I cry like a baby. Frankie Cherval on the NOLA record label from 1966, that's my discovery of the week. What a great record that is. Yes, out of Bound Brook, New Jersey. He actually was a math teacher for most of his career up in the Bridgewater Raritan West High School. Frankie Cherval, To Make a Big Man Cry. Never hit the top 100, never bubbled under the top 100, but it's Dave the Rave's discovery of the week. I'm a big man, and yes, I do cry.
They don't cry. My girl,
just us big boys that cry. The girls, they don't cry, they just break your heart. You heartbreakers. I'm just kidding, ladies. Don't get mad now. Number one record in the fall of 62 for the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry. And I feel like crying because I'm coming to the end of another Relics of Rarity show. And I could stay here and play records all day long. I'm such a record geek. Dave the Rave, your record geek on my Relics of Rarity show. You got a lost 45? Well, please contact me. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com, or dial me up. And also take a guess on that mystery oldie record, 609-948-4487. I hope you really and truly had a great summer. And, of course, it's kind of like, it is the unofficial end of summer, Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Have a great holiday weekend. Thanks for tuning in my show and this radio station. And, of course, you can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. You can also go to my website and pick up a Relics and Rarities very cool double-sided T-shirt if you'd like. That would be nice. One day I'll walk around and I'll see somebody wearing my T-shirt. How cool that would be. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.